Chafetz Chaim Yoimi, day 77, and the Chafetz Chaim is talking about the issur of talking lashon hara about somebody who did a avera of ben adam lachavera. So theoretically, when saying over this kind of lashon hara, a person may be wanting it to be wanting to tell this over l'tayeles. He has good intentions, and it may taka be mutter for him to tell people to stay away from this bad guy. Now, Chafetz Chaim previously mentioned that there are seven conditions to this. The first one is that he has to see it himself. It can't be hearsay. Two, he can't be quick to judge. He has to think this through with Shikul Hadas. Three, he has to try to confront him and give him Musar himself. Four is that there's no exaggeration in this story. Five is that his intent for telling over this story to somebody else is beneficial, not just to get back at the guy or for his own personal benefit. It's beneficial for the person who he's speaking about or for this people who he's speaking to. And six is he finds that there is no alternative to doing it this way, by saying over as lashon hara to someone else. And seven is that he's not doing greater damage to the perpetrator, to the person who did the avera, than what that person had done to the subject of his deed. And so the original incident, this is not going to cause him more damage than the original incident. So, Ba'ata Navar, now we're going to go over Prata Gimel, the third detail, which we mentioned just a minute ago, and that is that he has to give him Musar. He has to try first to give him Musar.
That's
the first try to confront him and give him Musar. This is only when it's like Stam. He doesn't know him particularly, and therefore he has no reason to suspect that he will not take the rebuke or be offended by it. It'll be doing the reverse. It'll have the reverse effect. But however, if he knows this particular guy, and he recognizes in him that he's not going to, he will not be moved with his words, and he will not accept his Musar. He does not have to confront him, he does not have to give him Musar. This is sort of a case of where he feels that there's no other alternative to doing this. And now he has to be careful, but that by saying this, he's not bringing suspicion on himself. So yesterday we mentioned a case of where Reuven saw Shimon do something to Levi, right? So Reuven is the teller of this lashon hara, Shimon is the perpetrator of the original act, and Levi is the original victim of the original act, right? So people should not suspect Reuven of doing something wrong by telling over the lashon hara, right? So to be able to do that, bring yourself beyond suspicion, he should tell it over in front of three people, and that accomplishes a couple of different things. Tom, the reason is if he's telling it over to only one or two people, it looks as if Reuven doesn't want that Shimon should know that he's telling this about him. Right? Why? Because he wants to still flatter Shimon. He wants to still somehow or another get on his good side. And therefore, he doesn't want Shimon to know that he's telling him. And really, in a hidden way, in a secretive way, he is putting him down and saying lashon hara about him. That's what he wants. So people are going to think that there's something going on between Reuven and Shimon where Reuven is trying to be is trying to flatter Shimon, trying to get something out of him, but at the same time, he's trying to damage him by saying lashon hara behind his back. Therefore, you should say it with three people, so when it's in three people, it feels more public, and it would be beyond that suspicion of like he's trying to say something quietly or secretively. Venera, and this, if he's trying to flatter him and say secrets behind his back, as if he's getting some kind of a benefit by saying this lashon hara. Reuven is saying that he's getting a benefit by saying this lashon hara. And another reason, people will suspect Reuven by that saying over this lashon hara. They say that it must be that this story is not true. And he is making this stuff up in his heart, and he is tricking the people who he's telling the story to. Because if it was true, if it wasn't so that he's making it up, why didn't he go over to Shimon right away, straight to his face? Oh, he's telling it over to us behind his back. Must be that it's not even true. And if so, he will not get, and there will be no gain that comes out of the fact that he told over this story. One of the things is that he has to have in mind for the beneficial intent, right? Number five was the beneficial intent. We were talking about it, Sifdalet. Therefore, he has to tell it over in public in a big open way. What is that? In front of three people is considered public. That's considered. Someone's going to go back to him. Someone's going to tell it to him in his name, Ruvain's name. Therefore, it's considered as if he went over to him directly. No one's going to suspect him of wrongdoing or any kind of sneaky things. And because we know that an honest person will not be telling over false things in public, so they won't be chayshed to him of making it up. Now, these people that he's telling you to still are not allowed to be mekabel this lashon hara, as in mekabel lashon hara. It's still lashon hara. However, they can use this information either to research and make sure whether or not this story is true. And if it is true, they may have the connections to do whatever it takes to right the wrong that was created by the situation. Or they could be not mekabel, but suspect the person who was the lashon hara is about, and therefore they could stay away from him and make it that prevent that others can be damaged again by this person doing it to other people. So this va'afkshagam ata asurim hashoyimim lekabel davar zevachlota. These people are not allowed to. The people who hear it are not allowed to be mekabelit as lashon hara. Are not allowed to believe it outright. She's gonna they say hani them believe them that they will feel that this person who is saying this story about is lower because of this. It will embarrass him in their eyes. As we said before, that's the reason that he's selling it over. Even though this thing is not false in its entirety, the reason why he has to say it before three people, the reason why they cannot believe him, even though he said it in front of three people, even though we're going to say that this can't be entirely false because I said it in front of three people, it could be, they have to be cheshed, maybe there's some details that are missing, maybe one detail missing, in this story, and that is an important detail, whatever the detail that might be missing, they don't know, but it could be that there's a detail missing, and that detail is so crucial to the story that it'll change the whole nature of the story from beginning to end, or from end to beginning, and therefore they, in that suspicion, in that thought, they should not believe the story in its entirety. Alkain, therefore, Asulahem la Es Ata, they are not allowed to lachlitoi decide, make a full decision in their mind, legnai, that this person is less or embarrassed, avrezeh hasibur, because of this story. However, they should hear it. They should hear it out. They should hear that this story and this possibility. And therefore, they'll research it and see whether or not there's truth to this. And they will somehow either give him Musar if their Musar will be accepted by him, or see to it that others will influence him. And maybe they'll hear. Maybe he'll hear their words, and the other kinds of benefits that may come out of this, like I said before, as we said before, in Sivdalad, one of them, like I said, is maybe they can somehow right the wrong, make the person give back the money or pay up the chayv of the damage they did. B'cholze, and all of this, kishayna olav, eimah mina ishahu, shemadar ba'olav. Now, if Reuven is fearful of Shimon, he's a powerful man, whether physically or financially or influencely, aval im yesh olav eima, however, if he is fearful of him, sheyesh al le'el yodel li'ahara eima, he can, the person who he's talking about, the person who did the original incident, the person who he's about to say a lashon hara about, Shimon, he's a person who can do some great harm to him. Like I said before, not necessarily physical, maybe yes, but it could be also financially or influentially. It could be that there's a makel, and he can tell this story that this Shimon did to Levi. Even without doing it in front of three people, remember, three people, I assume that it's going to get back, that I said it about him. So maybe then we can be mekel on that detail and say it in front of two or even one person so that it may get back to him. He may still be a benefit. He may still be able to right the wrongs and all those other benefits, but at the same time, it won't come get back to him that I said it, that Reuven is the one who said the story. Yashar koach and have a great day.